Salt, light, and reputation. Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to the Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to the Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and today I want to take a brief look at the concept of reputation through two separate lenses. The first is the reputation of a believer and the church. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said this in Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Jesus is speaking to his closest disciples and to his followers here, and he's making the point that their reputation and their lives are important. Specifically, they're to point the world to Christ and His kingdom. Jesus uses two examples. The first is salt, and the imagery here is fairly simple. Salt is used to add flavor to food. However, when the salt loses its flavor, what's it good for? The answer to that question is basically it's not good for anything except to walk on. I think what Jesus is getting at is how you carry yourself has an impact on how you can point others to Him. If your reputation is tarnished, it can be nearly impossible to repair that. And Jesus' second example is that of light. As believers, we're to be the light of the world, a light in a dark place. And as believers, you're not to shrink from this responsibility. You're not to hide that light, but you're to put it on display so that it may draw others to Christ. So how does this apply to coaching? How does this apply to your program? Well, as the coach, you're the leader or the face of your program. When those outside your program, and even more importantly, those inside your program see you, what's their impression? As a coach, if you ever lose your team or lose your locker room, it can nearly be impossible to get that back. Much like the salt that has lost its taste. As the leader, you're to be the light. You're to point others to what you want your program to be. What you demand, you must first model. As Jesus said, let this light shine brightly. Don't hide from this responsibility. Most importantly, when others look to you, both inside and outside your program or role as a coach, are they drawn to Christ? This is a tall task, and one that at times can be very difficult. However, as coaches that are also believers, we must remember that our first responsibility is to act in a manner that would draw others to Christ. I believe it's important to prepare. It's important to play to win. But with that said, our goal should be to do it in a manner that brings glory to Christ as opposed to seeking glory for ourselves. As always, your players will more than likely emulate what they see from you. So, coach, proudly accept the responsibility to be both the salt and the light as you are an ambassador of Christ. Thanks again for joining us this week, and don't forget to like, share, and subscribe as we attempt to grow our community. And also, check out our website at ultimategroundrules.wixsite.com/website, where you can find information about our weekly Bible studies each Monday morning. And until next week, stand firm in the faith.